It's 6:37 a.m. and my father doesn't want me to know how drunk he is.
Sal? Are you listening?
He calls me Sal instead of Salahuddin, so I don't hear the slur in his words. Hangs onto our Civic steering wheel like it's going to steal his wallet and bolt. In the ink-black morning, all I see of Abu's eyes are his glasses. The taillights of traffic going into school reflect off the thick square lenses. He's had them so long that they're hipster now. A Mojave Desert howler shakes the car. One of those three-day winds that rampage through your skin and colonize your ventricles. I hunch deep in my fleece, breath clouding.
I will be there, Abu says. Don't worry. Okay, Sal?
My nickname on his lips is all wrong. It's like by saying it, he's trying to make me feel like he's a friend, instead of a mess masquerading as my father. If Amma were here, she would clear her throat and enunciate,
Salahuddin.
The precise pronunciation, a gentle reminder that she named me for the famous Muslim general and I better not forget it. You said you'd go to the last appointment too, I tell Abu.
Dr. Rothman called last night to remind me, Abu says. You don't have to come if you have the writing club or soccer.
Soccer season's over, and I quit the newspaper last semester. I'll be at the appointment. Amma's not taking care of herself, and someone needs to tell Dr. Rothman, preferably in a coherent sentence. I watch the words hit him, sharp little stones. Abu guides the car to the curb in front of Juniper High. A bleached blonde head buried in a parka materializes from the shadows of Seahole. Ashley. She saunters past the flagpole, through the crowds of students, and toward the Civic. The pale stretch of her legs is courageous for the 20-degree weather. Also distracting. Ashley is close enough to the car that I can see her purple nail polish. Abu hasn't spotted her. He and Emma never said I can't have a girlfriend. But in the same way that giraffes are born knowing how to run, I was born with the innate understanding that having a girlfriend while still living with my parents is verboten. Abu digs his fingers into his eyes. His glasses have carved a shiny red dent on his nose. He slept in them last night on the recliner. Amma was too tired to notice. Or she didn't want to notice.
Puttar?
Son. Ashley knocks on the window. Her parka is unzipped enough to show the insubstantial Welcome to Tatooine shirt beneath. She must be freezing. 2 years ago, Abu's eyebrows would have been in his hair. He'd have said,
Who is this, Puttar?
His silence feels more brutal, like glass shattering in my head.
How will you get to the hospital? Abu asks. Should I pick you up?
Just get Amma there, I say. I'll find a ride.
Okay, but text me if...
My cell's not working. Because you actually have to pay the phone company, Abu. The one thing he's in charge of and still can't do. It's usually Amma hunched over stacks of bills, asking the electric company, the hospital, the cable company if we can pay in installments. Muttering,
Ullu de patte.
Sons of owls, when they say no. I lean toward him, take a shallow sniff and almost gag. It's like he took a bath in Old Crow and then threw on some more as aftershave.